watcher and the largest welcome I can muster to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Some real variety this week, as one of the songs can't even be classed as jazz, but you must hear it. Must. But first, an Ellington compo.
Thank you.
A Naxos jazz CD recorded in Sydney, Australia, as opposed to Sydney, Texas, of course, Jan 98 and called Oz Bopping. It's the Mike Nock Quintet, Nock piano, Tim Hopkins tenor, Phil Slater trumpet, Cameron Undy bass, David Goodman drums. Although I don't think I heard a trumpet in there. That was, as you no doubt recognised, Ellington's Come Sunday from the Black, Brown and Beige Suite. The liner notes call the melody Regal. Here's a piano solo. Paul Bley piano solo album on Red Records, recorded in Milan, Italy, as opposed to Milan, Texas, of course, May 89, and called Blues for Red. They are all compositions by Paul Bley, and guess most of them spontaneously written as he sat at the piano. We heard Late Night Blue. Red Records have certainly not wasted any money on the liner notes. Playlist, that's it. No liner notes on the next album either, but it's that wonderful combo of Ellingtonians, Johnny Hodges and Wild Bill Davis. Thank you. Peg of My Heart, recorded in New York City, July 65, and this is on one of those Verve Compact Jazz series. They are basically compilations of what they, Verve, thought some of the best work of that particular leader. There must have been, at least a dozen great jazz names in this series. Often, of course, you'd have all the songs on earlier albums, but I couldn't resist this one. Co-leaders, Johnny Hodges alto and Wild Bill Davis organ. And the lineup continues in that class. The majestic Lawrence Brown trombone, Grant Green guitar, Hank Jones piano, Richard David bass, and Ben Dixon drums. Peg of My Heart. Vocal time and live. Somewhere in France.
Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. Yeah, it's going to Kansas City, here I come. Got a crazy way of loving, I wanna get me some. I was standing on the corner of 12th Street and behind. Yeah, standing on the corner of 12th Street and my Kansas City woman and a bottle of Kansas City wine. Well, I might take a plane, might take a train. If I have to walk, I'm going there just the same. Going to Kansas City, here I come. Got a crazy way of loving, I wanna get me some. Got a crazy way of loving it.
Neither the liner notes nor Tom Lord's exhaustively comprehensive discography can get us any closer to the actual location than France, and the date no more specific than 69. But we know it was the much-covered Lieber and Stoller song Kansas City, more often covered by rockers than jazzers, I should say. Jimmy Witherspoon was the singer, backed by the Junior Mance Trio. Junior Mance piano, the Ellingtonian Jimmy Woody bass, and bebop pioneer Kenny Clue Clark drums. That's some supporting trio. Next one is despairingly short. Enjoy it while it lasts. Agonizingly short, a mere 41 seconds of John Lennon's masterpiece Imagine, Joey DeFrancesco, Hammond B3, from a 2017 recorded album called Project Freedom. Let's go back to France. It's another of those newly released Nice Jazz 1978 series. I've got four of them. There may well be more. This was under the leadership of tenor man Illinois Jacquet. He appeared on 4 days of the 8-day Nice Jazz Festival, July 78. Different lineup each time. On this occasion, for the standard Body and Soul, it's Jacquet tenor, as we already know, the omnipresent Hank Jones piano, Roland Lobiguois bass, and J.C. Hurd drums. Do you think I can risk that non-jazz song now? Hope so. It's a folky version of, in my humble opinion, one of the best instrumentals ever. ¶¶ Wasn't that fantastic? Peter Green's Albatross. That was a massive hit for the group Fleetwood Mac at the end of 68, their solitary chart topper. Love it, love it, love it. Even though it's obviously not jazz. The UK has produced many brilliant folky guitarists over the years. Davy Graham, Bert Yance, Michael Chapman, John Redbourne, Pete Berryman, and here, Wiz Jones. Really hope you liked that as much as I did. But yes, we do need to get back to the real thing pronto. That was The Real Thing, most certainly. New York, November 47. Another song from the recent Mosaic box set of Dial recordings. Mosaic box set 260, a set of 9 brilliant CDs. And that was some lineup. Charlie Parker, alto and leader, Miles Davis, trumpet, Duke Jordan, piano, Tommy Potter, bass, and Max Roach, drums. That was a Parker compo, Bird Feathers. And even by Charlie Parker's high standards, his 3 choruses on that song were outstanding. Never repeating himself. This Mosaic set also includes this quintet, expanded to a sextet, with none other than trombonist J.J. Johnson added. Wow. And here's something else from this box set. Thank you. whilst that was playing, I skimmed down the luckily alphabetical list of previous shows, and that amazingly is the very first time we featured pianist Dodo Marmarosa in over 600 shows. It's December 47, and it's one of Dodo's own compos, Bopmatism, with Harry Babison cello and Jackie Mills drums. The three of them had been together as the rhythm section of the Boyd Rayburn Orchestra. Dodo, real name, the rather more prosaic Michael, was classically trained and then he started playing jazz professionally in his teens. He played in the big bands of Gene Krupa, Charlie Barnett, Tommy Dorsey and Artie Shaw, and by the mid-40s was a major player in the bebop revolution. The first white pianist, in fact. Sadly, ill health had him leaving the music business in 48, and apart from one album, Dodo's Back in 61, that was pretty much the end of his music career. I will play you one more song from this fabulous collection at the end of this week's show, but we need another vocal right now.
Hello, young lovers, whoever you are, I hope your troubles are few. All my good wishes go with you tonight. I've been in love like you. Be brave, young lovers, and follow your star. Be brave and faithful and true. Cling very close to each other tonight. I've been in love like you. I know how it feels to have wings on your heels and to fly down the street in a trance. You'll fly down the street on the chance that you, me, and you meet, not really by chance. Don't cry, young lovers, whatever you do. Don't cry because I'm alone. All of my memories are happy tonight. I had a guy of my own. I know how it feels to have wings on your heels and to fly down the street in a trance. Not really by chance. Don't cry, young lovers, whatever you do. Don't cry because I'm alone. All of my memories are happy tonight. I've had a guy of my own.
Hello, young lovers, from Rodgers and Hammerstein's wonderful musical, The King and I. I'm on a mission to find ever more jazzy versions of that soundtrack. This 1960 New York recording was by the very, very pretty Diana Trask. The liner notes, in fact, call her beautiful, which is totally accurate. She's from Melbourne, Australia, as opposed to Melbourne, Texas, obviously. She was on the bill of Frank Sinatra's 1959 tour of Oz. And Frank encouraged her to go to the US. She did go to the US, but sadly converted to country music. It's big band time. And that was Ray, as in R-E-Y, Ray de Michel. He was the old-fashioned bandleader of the non-playing captain variety. Originally a trumpet player, he only made two LPs of the leader, Cooking with Ray and this one, For Bluesers Only. Both recorded in L.A. 5960, both very much in the earlier swing style. We heard This Band's Got the Blues. Lanny Morgan alto, Teddy Edwards tenor, Roy Roten drums and Marvin Brown trumpet were the standouts on that number, especially Roten. Here's tenor man Tony Sola.
Thank you.
Recorded in Barcelona, November 2017, an album called Cool People. The leader is tenor man Tony Sola. And whilst I'm being pedantic and spelling people's names, that's Tony as in T-O-N-I. Jazz Journal magazine gave it a 5-star review and called Sola's playing acerbic but swinging. And I agree, it's a thoroughly enjoyable album. It's on the Fresh Sound Swing Alley label. We heard Strayhorn's Isfahan from the Ellington Strayhorn album The Far East Suite. Pianist Gerard Nieto matching Sola's energy and commitment. Ignacy Gonzalez, bass. And Xavi Hinojosa drums. The American tenor man Harry Allen joins in on 3 of the songs to create a Sonny Stitt Gene Ammon style partnership. And yes, I know we played pianist Joe Alterman just last week, but he's back. Pianist Joe Alterman on another privately produced, privately distributed album, recorded in Atlanta, Georgia, April 2016. It's called Coming Home to You. We heard I Heard It Through the Grapevine with Scott Glazer bass, Justine Cesarek drums and tambourine. I had to shorten that a bit, as I think we need to hear this one again. Yes, Joey DeFrancesco's fabulous but short take on John Lennon's Imagine. well worth another 41 seconds of our time. Our closer for this week is another from that Dial Mosaic box set. It's the last one we'll be hearing before it goes into my filing system. But it's a cracker. It's called The Jewel. Actually, they recorded two takes of the song, the longer one being called Horning In, and both takes were issued as 78s. It's December 47 in Hollywood. Dexter Gordon has had some considerable success with a Dial recording called The Chase with fellow tenor man Wardell Gray. In December 47, Wardell is away touring with Benny Goodman. So, tenor man, who else but, Teddy Edwards is brought in instead. Both Dex and Teddy were credited as the song's composers. Jimmy Rolls, piano, Red Callender, bass, Roy Porter, drums.
Mm-hmm.
And, as always, really hope you've enjoyed all the numbers on this week's show, and equally hope you'll be back again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Until then, please take care. Be well.